We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, before we dive into the Dean Julia mailbag, we've got two of the lists that are out yearly that Jeremy Fowler and ESPN put together. The execs, coaches, scouts across the league rank their position top tens. Running back and corner out. Cowboys do not have anybody on the list, although they did get two honorable mention votes. That would be Javonte Williams and Deron Bland. So let me ask you this, Brian Broaddus. Going into 2027, do Javonte Williams and Deron Bland make the top tens?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, and listen, there's, you know, the thing, and Williams is a reasonably young guy. But, you know, the injuries and what's happened to him, it's nice that he gets the honorable mention. I think that our guy, Breece Hall, went from honorable mention to into the top 10. So it's not impossible to do that. I mean, but I just think that to me, this is the thing I worry about Williams. I worry about him getting wore down again. And maybe now he had not played a lot of football. He had not played a lot of football until last season. He was coming off the injury and stuff. Maybe he has a better plan, or they have a better plan for him on, you know, getting himself. And now he knows, as that feature back, maybe he knows what he has to do to get ready for a 17-week season. Mm-hmm. But I just worry again, if nobody emerges behind him, you're going to see a guy that probably in week 14, week 15, doesn't look as good as he looked in week three, you know, playing against Baltimore in Brazil. That's what my worry about him is, that you have this steady player, but then all of a sudden late in the year, because he's having to do all the running, he's having to do all the blocking, he's having to do what catching they allow him to have. And then he gets wore down and we don't see the same guy. But if his plan is to, and I immediately jumped and said, I don't see him in the top 10, but he could prove me wrong with his plan of, hey, this season, I know I'm going to play and this is how I got ready for the season. But the wear and tear, you know, with the fourth strongest schedule in the National Football League, you know, this is going to be a little bit of grind, the defenses is he's going to have to deal with. There's going to be some games where if Dallas isn't good up front, he's just not an explosive guy. And so all of a sudden, if Dallas is getting worked up front and he just doesn't have the ability to make people miss, there's going to be some tough games for him, you know. But if Dallas is getting, you know, getting hat on hat and getting movement, you know, the scheme is really good. He's running, you know, he's getting contact beyond the line of scrimmage, not at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah, there's a possibility, but I just think that he's probably, we could see him getting wore down again until Dallas proves that they have somebody that could spell him and keep him fresh so he's able to finish out the season to be able to put him in the top 10.
You made the point yesterday on G-Bag, which was interesting. Do you think there's a chance the Cowboys could cut Jaden Blue?
I asked you that question, yeah.
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking like, damn, but yeah, because I think this, and I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I'm quite bullish right now on mm-hmm. Blue and Maffa being able to step up and hopefully be, you know, guys that can take a little bit of a workload off of Javonte Williams. And clearly Blue's the guy that we really would like to step up, because he's got sure. the speed, the juice. But I wonder, with everything you said, in the front office and the team saw it last year, like, do they need to put an added emphasis if they're not seeing it camp? And then mm-hmm. in the preseason, guys like Blue, Maffa, Davis, I mean, maybe Lipke, they've got a little bit more of a plan for. They paid him. I don't know how they want to use him. But Is it okay? We've got to be aggressive now, whether that's the trade market or scouring other rosters, whoever they cut. We need to bring somebody in to legitimately be a running back.
Yeah.
Does that need to be a priority going into the season?
Yeah, I think to me, you know, Dallas likes to do this. Dallas likes to play this game where they're going to evaluate what they have at training camp and then figure out like, okay, we don't have enough of this, or we need something a little bit different here. And I'm kind of in that mode right now where I'm looking at their team, and I understand wanting to do that. I understand wanting. I would have been myself more aggressive. I'll tell you where I'm more aggressive now, and I'm keeping an eye on the Arizona Cardinals is who I'm keeping an eye on. And I'm keeping an eye on the Arizona Cardinals because of Tyler Allgeier and James Conner and Trey Benson, you know, Bam Knight's part of this group. You know, I mean, but let's see what they do. Is Trey Benson a better second option? We know James Conner would absolutely be a second, you know, a better option if Blue doesn't answer the bell. Tyler Allgeier, we've seen him have some success with the Atlanta Falcons, even though Bijan Robinson was the main guy. So, you know, I'm kind of keeping an eye on them because I think they're going to, you know, I think the Arizona Cardinals, you know, they'd be stupid not to put Jeremiah Love out there and let him play.
Yeah.
Now, who behind that? So if I'm Dallas, I'm keeping the phone lines open to them. I know people have talked about this too, about potentially the Miami Dolphins, you know, being another team that, you know, you might want to keep an eye on. I need to go through and get all the teams that, you know, and just kind of see where all the depth is at certain positions. But, you know, when you got with A-Chain, Ollie Gordon's there as well, you know, there's guys that, you know, that, I think Jaden Wright, another one. You know, they've got some backs that they have on the roster. Now, are they guys that, to me, the quality seems a little bit better, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but and I'm not going to act like I watch every Miami Dolphin game, but I know they have running backs there. Mm-hmm. Seems like the quality of the running back. And if you get a guy like James Conner, you know, if James Conner, and we've seen this with Clayton Adams, okay, here, let's connect the dots. And there's some things that Dallas does that was brought from Arizona with Clayton Adams. I mean, mm-hmm. Shoddy and Clayton Adams, you know, they're all kind of working together. Are there things that James Conner can do for you if, say, you were to trade for a player like that?
Yeah.
You know, and listen, and I know there are people probably screaming right now in the chat. You know, I need to find out the money too on James Conner. Is that something that can you afford that? Can you afford to make that? Is that a reasonable trade? Is that trade out of like, no, he makes way too much money. You can't do that. But I'm just kind of looking teams. Yeah, I'm just looking at these teams, and if.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
You know, and maybe something happens on the waiver wire. I would have liked to have had everybody getting ready. But like I say, the James Conner one, if you had to take a guy from a team that could be plug and play and not need any reps to get it done because you're running some similar stuff, James Conner seems to be the type of guy you would go get that and do that with.
You know? Yeah, and so it's just a one-year deal for him. And his base salary is just $2.5 million. He's got $510,000 per game roster bonus. The guaranteed salary is just a little over $2 million. The cap number on Arizona's his cap number is a 4.8. So that's probably because they've pushed money back. So how does that work if he's traded? But I love what you're saying there. Now, the health, he is coming off an injury, so we got to make sure that he's healthy. But he clearly works with your offensive coordinator. He had a huge year with Clayton Adams as the O-line coach there in Arizona. That's a proven veteran. Arizona certainly is a crowded room. I love what you did there with that team.
I just think that you have to – there's the exercise, you know, as we get ready for training camp, as we build our emergency boards, you have to be able to look at, like, what teams have surplus in areas. If you're the Cowboys – all right, let me ask you this question, Zach, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but just off the top of your head, give me the positions you think Dallas – could very well need trade help at.
I think running back, possibly, as we've talked about. I think linebacker
just name the positions. Just name the positions.
Yeah, linebacker, maybe edge. You know, we'll see how Ezeraku's looking at. I think those spots for sure. You know, offensive line would come into play if your tackles aren't looking good. You know, do you end up needing to go to the streets and sign somebody? That could end up happening. But I think those would probably – and then corner could end up being a spot for you if you don't like what you're seeing in camp as well.
Yeah, so see, now what we need to do is we need to figure out, though, which teams have surplus. You know, which teams – you know, we've already identified Arizona as a team with surplus at running back. Maybe there's some other teams, you know, that we need to identify that have – you know, these edge rushers that have linebackers. I know me personally, I've made a push for like Bobby Wagner. Yeah. I would much rather get Bobby Wagner in camp right now, get him going and see what happens. I don't see Bobby Wagner as a progress stopper. I see Bobby Wagner, if you're planning on playing run defense with five guys, give me Bobby Wagner as one of the five guys to play run defense with, you know, somebody that has some stoutness to him, somebody knows how to make tackles at the line of scrimmage, somebody that, you know, is a physical player. I'm not asking Bobby Wagner to play in coverage. I'm asking him to be one of the five guys that Christian Parker is kind of designating as, we're going to play run defense with these five guys. And he is one of those guys. I do have my doubts. I do have my doubts with Overshown, not because of the injury. I do have my doubts of Overshown being a physical player at the line of scrimmage. You know, if he is going to be one of the five guys that is going to play run defense for you, I feel like that's something you need to kind of look at.
My daughter is wanting to come in here and show me her water shoes. You look very cute, Angel.
Yeah.
You look adorable. It's splash day at summer camp. So she's in
there we go.
Right now, and her water shoes. On that note, and I'm with you. You've sold me on this Arizona thing. I like that. I wonder what the positions are the Cowboys might feel like, okay, we've got surplus. We can kick you back. Like wide receiver, are you liking the wide receiver depth there? Maybe safety. I mean, look, Bobby Belt went on like, okay, who are his top five underrated players? His number one's Malik Hooker. And then he called us out because we're like anti-Malik Hooker guys. And I don't know that it's like we hate Malik Hooker. It's just he's a strong safety now. He's not a cover guy.
Where Bobby needs to realize where, you know, and he's calling us haters – And listen, the Cowboys told you what they think about safety. It wasn't Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Gavin Dawson, 2-7, Monday through Friday on the G-Bag. No, the Cowboys told you what they think of Malik Hooker. They went out and made an extensive signing, a big signing. You know, Thompson was a lot of money for a safety for them. They went and took where they took their pick. What do? They took their pick. They drafted one of the best players in the draft that happened to play safety. They're telling you, what did they do? They went out and also PJ Locke. Signed him on a one year deal. They went and got safeties. Damn, Bobby, open your eyes. Open your eyes. They told you what they think of their safety room. What do? They kicked Wilson to the curb. They said, no, we don't want to pay you anymore. Malik Hooker, Bobby, if you're carrying water for the guy, God bless you, you know, but this guy is not, he's not gotten better. There's times where he's been a liability, and the Cowboys, it's not me, it's not you. It's a rant here I'm going on, but they told you what they think of the player. They
damn right.
They went out and made of all the resources that they could use. What do they spend it on? Safeties. They're telling you what they think of Malik Hooker. Stop with this fantasy land of, oh, you guys are, he's an underrated player. That's all bullshit. That really is. It's all bullshit.
You let him know. You let him know, B. Here he is, Brian Broaddus.
I just you're right. Open your eyes. Just open your eyes. I mean, they're telling you it's not us making stuff up. It's not us making stuff up. And listen, I don't hate Malik Hooker, the person. I really don't. I'm just saying for years there's been a problem at safety, and they finally addressed it. To their 100%. Credit, they addressed it. You know, whether it's through finances or draft capital, they've addressed the safety problem. I mean, God bless them. It probably made it a strength on their defense.
Yes, you know? 100%.
Don't tell me that Malik Hooker get – I'm not going personally after the man. I'm just saying they told you. They told you that they're not good enough at safety, period.
Yeah, and the whole, you know, Malik Hooker doesn't give up big plays and he doesn't get burned. They gave up the most deep passing plays to any team in the league last year. Is Malik Hooker not culpable for any of that? Like, is he not responsible for any of that? Maybe it's not his. It's always hard to tell his responsibility, but it's – I can't tell you the last time, and I've talked about this. We've talked about this before. Malik Hooker made a play for you in coverage. And maybe that's not his game anymore. That's fine. But they've had plenty of box safeties that can support the run. You need some help on the back end. They finally did that with Jalen Thompson and Caleb Downs addressing what is a weakness. So you and I love what you said there. You crushed it. You knocked it out of the park.
Well, no, I mean, listen, it sounds like I'm going, and I am going after Bobby because, in a way, he's saying, "Well, your guys are wrong about Hooker." And okay, we might be wrong about Hooker, but once you call them out for what they've done, then once you call them out for, if you're saying that he's underrated, call them out then for explain what they're doing at the position now, Bob. Explain to me what they're doing. Are they adding all these guys? It seems like to me they're more happy with the guys they have than have Malik Hooker. If they were happy with Malik Hooker, you think they'd have spent $13, $14 million on Thompson? Do you think they would have drafted Downs? You know, I mean, Downs could do a lot of things. Downs could play safety. Downs could play back. Downs could play up. Downs could play in the nickel. Downs is a hell of a player, but what is he? He's a safety. They committed a very high draft pick to a safety. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
Amen. Love of the Stars and Odyssey podcast. That's what you're listening to, and we love you for it. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's hit the Dean Julia mailbag, always brought to you by our friends at the On Time Experts. Go ahead. You heard me talk about it earlier. Book that $59 AC deep clean and tune up, because when they give your AC a clean bill of health, they provide you with that no breakdown guarantee. You can't beat that. Don't wait for the heat to sack your system. Go to theontimeexperts.com. Schedule your $59 AC tune-up today. That's theontimeexperts.com.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.